Gentlemen, to the show that is broadcasting somewhere over the horizon in New Zealand, and we're talking about the man behind the curtains. I think that's quite an appropriate song to have at this particular juncture. Now, what we were discussing over the break, Karen, was about how the White Hat Society, and I believe there was a whistleblower named Drake who came out earlier, it might have been last year or the year before, saying that they're going to overturn and expose the New World Order, and that we're going to win and we're going to jail all the bankers. And there were two reactions from people, maybe three. Reaction number one, okay, great, it's all over. I don't have to do anything anymore because somebody's got it well in hand. Two, I don't believe it. It must be a scam to try and make us all stand down. Or three, hey, these people have really got something here. How can I help? How can I contribute to making my world less dominated by scumbaggery? I wanted to have this discussion with you upon these different perspectives here.
Well, yes, you can, but I'm going to ask for the prerogative of a guest. That was one of my favorite songs. Would you mind if I just sang a couple of bars from it?
Go for your life.
Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the birds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Okay, that's enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
I could have sang for the rest of the night. But anyway, I'll spare your listeners. Okay. Now, I was thinking about, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about the best way to describe it, to answer it. Think about a heart patient that just, you know, had a heart attack, was dragged into the operating room, had surgery, managed just barely to hang on. Okay? That's where we're going to be once we get things straightened out with these bankers. Now, do you think we should, the people that are listening, we're all in this together. Do you think you can just sort of sit back while that poor, you know, next to a corpse is trying to recover? I mean, everybody's got to do their bit. And the thing is, we're not going to get it right because we have been in dire straits. I mean, just think about it. Think about all of the terrible food that we've been eating for all these years. I mean, think about the terrible inferior education we've been getting. Think about all the starving people in, you know, in various places. I mean, we have got to really, everybody's got to pitch in.